You think you've got problems looking for you? At least you've had a country girl. I know the story of this one guy who was shipwrecked on an island since he was 8 years old. Yep, he was on a cruise with his mom and dad. They hit some obstruction, and the little boy clung on to a floating piece of debris. He woke up, he was lying on the beach, 8 years old. 20 years went by. And he just lived by himself. But one day, after 20 years, he comes upon a naked woman lying on the beach who'd also been shipwrecked. And he bends down, he's looking. He doesn't quite understand what he's seeing, but there's some forgotten part of him that's saying, "Ooh, that's nice. That is nice." So he lifts her up, with her back long since broadened from working on that island, making shacks and gathering food, climbing vines. Strong, sinewy, rope-like muscles ripple across his back as he carries the woman to a makeshift campfire, where, giving her soup that he's learned to prepare from roots and berries, he brings her round. She regains strength, and he tells her that he's been there 20 years since he was an 8-year-old boy. She said, 20 years? Well, what do you do for Pablo? He looks at her, scratches his head, and says, "What is hobble?" She said, "Well, son, let me show you." And she commences to enlighten that boy. She's fascinated with the idea. Been here since he was 8 years old. He's 20 now. He's never. Let me show you what he's being. Me, she. Shimmy, shimmy, Coco Pop. Shimmy, shimmy, Pop. She just brings him to a shuddering Shangri-La. She said, "Well, what'd you think?" He said, "It wasn't bad. It's kind of nice, actually. But, geez, look what you did to my clam digger."